So we just completed a bond issue, and some of that debt is finally going to be paid off when the current kindergartners have kindergartners of their own. That's a tough one to think about, really. That means that these kids in school are going to be paying for it. And it's kind of hard to know, because I don't have a crystal ball. I don't think anyone does either, about what populations look like. But for the most part, if you look at our population right now, going back where we are all the way through, you know, 12th grade going backward to kindergarten, it looks like it's going to remain relatively stable and maybe even decline a little bit. Now, that takes into account some assumptions and leaves other assumptions off the table. So what happens with, say, NBAF and K-State's BRI attracting some other bioscience and agricultural associated businesses to the area? What kind of growth will that bring to our schools? 10% can be a pretty big number. What happens in the geopolitical and national political situation where Fort Riley might not be as big, say, in 5 or 10 years? Again, no crystal ball. Don't really know what that looks like. So what we can assume is we can work with what we have. Now, the district has that nice piece of land over there in Blue Township where they could build a secondary school, whether it be middle or high school. Right now, I don't really know what the bottlenecks are, so I don't know. You know, if we grew every grade at the exact same rate, there's going to be a bottleneck that will reveal itself. I don't know the capacities enough to know where that bottleneck is. My hunch tells me that we're probably going to have to replace or significantly upgrade one of our elementary schools before we get there, but hopefully that's not going to happen in the next 10 years.